This is Danny Nezvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. United Way BC has recently brought attention to an underrepresented demographic in the province currently facing increasing rates of food insecurity. Post-secondary students who have previously been in government care. To help address this issue, United Way BC has released the Youth Futures Education Fund, which, as stated by United Way, provides low barrier access to funds for basic living expenses like food, rent, tech, childcare, and more. CJSF reached out to United Way BC for an interview in order to learn more about the fund, as well as the issue it aims to address. We got in contact with Trisha Dulku, United Way's Strategic Initiatives Manager, who spoke with us about the findings from a recent TD survey that present growing levels of food insecurity among post-secondary students, and thus the need for the Youth Futures Education Fund.
Yeah, so that TD survey, the new one, it does show that majority of Canadian post-secondary students, 92%, are stressed about money. And there have been a lot of studies done focused on specific institutions as well, even within BC, talking about how food insecure students are. Now, this particular priority population that we're focused on with the Youth Futures Education Fund are youth who've been in government care. So for those of your listeners who don't understand what that term is of government care, essentially it means that these are youth who've been in the foster care system for a period of their life growing up. So they didn't necessarily have the stability of family, that stable home. Oftentimes they might have been kind of going from home to home without having that sense of security that many of us would have, particularly those of us who are familiar with, you know, a nuclear family lifestyle. And so what happens is that when they turn 19, they age out. And when they age out, they lose access to any of their foster care parents or caregivers that they were connected to. They lose access to any of those support workers that are available to them through the Ministry of Children and Family Development. And they're essentially just handed their birth certificates and told good luck. So they're out on their own. And so when they're And these are kids, these are young people who really want to pursue their futures. You know, they have dreams, they have hopes, like all other young people. They want to get a good job, they want to start their own families. But it's so hard when you don't have that stability of support that you can lean on. And even though there is the BC government's tuition waiver program, which does waive the cost of tuition as well as mandatory fees for a lot of these young people, it's still, and I'm sure you know this, when you're going to school, it's not just about the tuition. There's the cost of rent, making sure you have a roof over your head. There's the cost for food and groceries. And now more than ever, those costs are climbing as well. Sometimes there's the need for really expensive textbooks or particular school supplies. Or even, you know, given some of the hard situations that some of these young people have dealt with being in the care system, maybe there's like a triggering situation that can come up where they suddenly need to access mental health and counseling supports. And so what the Youth Futures Education Fund does is it provides these young people with that supplemental funding support for all of these needs so that they can really just pursue their studies and have that stability.
Dulku then discussed the need for further community and government investment for students facing food insecurity.
I think whenever different organizations, institutions, parts of our community come together to support our young people, then that's a good thing, because then it can really help make sure that it provides that stable, that spine, that support that these folks need so they can really learn to stand on their own two feet. And when these are young people that we should be investing in, because at the end of the day, they're our future, right? They're the ones who are going to be working, building up, and part of the workforce. They're the ones who are going to be paying into CPP and all of those kinds of programs that, folks who are getting older will be needing support, and they're the ones who are going to be that front line. And so anytime we can invest in these young people, and I don't just mean United Way, all parties across the board, government institutions, even in the private sector, corporate entities, when we're investing in our young people, it's a good investment because it's going to pay dividends for us all down the line.
Next, some of the stories that United Way BC has been hearing from post-secondary institutions regarding food insecurity on campus.
There are a lot of stories that we've heard over the years, especially since this fund was, the YFEF fund was first put together in 2015. I can tell you that most recently, we've been hearing more and more from our partners at all of the public post-secondary institutions about the food insecurity that their staff are witnessing right on campus. I'll give you an example. So just a few months ago, we heard a report about a student attending a university that's based on Vancouver Island who has been in government care and is pursuing their studies there, but they were found to be dumpster diving for essentials that they needed on campus. And so these are the kinds of situations that we really want to mitigate with the Youth Futures Education Fund, because it's important for young people to have the agency that they need, as well as the dignity of choice when it comes to those essentials that they absolutely need. And we don't want youth to feel like they're having to be in survival mode when they're just trying to study and get ahead in life. We really want them to thrive so that they can access all those supports that they need.
Lastly, Trisha Dolku reaffirmed the importance of the Youth Futures Education Fund as a way of aiding students who have previously been in government care.
I mean, I'll give you another case in point. We had a young person that's attending an institution in northern BC, and they were evicted from the home that they were sharing with a couple other youth who've also been in care. And so the three of them were looking for stable housing, which was very hard to find close to campus that was affordable. One of the things that YFEF did was ensure that they had access to funds very quickly in a very low barrier manner, so that they can quickly secure a living space, including the cost for a damage deposit. And that's one of the things as well, is that when you're living paycheck to paycheck, or you're really relying on high interest debts like credit cards to try and take care of you in emergencies or unexpected situations, that in itself can be very emotionally draining. And so with YFEF, it's really vital for that that fund to be available, especially for these unexpected and emergent situations too.
Once again, that was our conversation with Trisha Dolku, the Strategic Initiatives Manager for United Way BC, on the Youth Futures Education Fund, which aims to serve post-secondary students, and in particular post-secondary students who have previously been in government care, who are facing issues such as food insecurity. This has been Danny Nazvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.